award tonight will be the President of the Alumni Association for this year, Mr. Chester McDonald of Sterling City, Texas. Costume.
This is just costume award, so I won't get the mixed division, but I'm sure it goes to the freshman class.
Claire, I'm the second place. The winner of the second place in the women's division singing 90 points possible. With 76 points, the women of Delta 90 points. The first place winners in the women's division, the women of Delta.
Is not just real clear. I know that the tape was bent or something, and it's kind of jumpy in places, but I hope that you enjoyed it. I did have a lot of fun doing it, and then the first part of the tape, when I got everybody that came by to be sure and say something to you, and I, when Keith came by, I didn't have the tape recorder here. It was over at Sylvia's, so I was real sorry that he didn't get to say anything to you, but today is Wednesday, and lectureship now is just about over. Tonight Stanley spoke, and I got his part of his on a tape, and then my tape recorder started making funny noises, and I was kind of close to the front, so I was really kind of embarrassed, so I just turned it off. But I did get part of his, but I'm going to send you all of Carl's that he did Sunday night. It was just real good on the Christian home, and I think that I'll just be glad to always have that one. Just because, mainly because it is Carl, but I know that we'd always enjoy having it. But I got part of the singing on this tape that I made tonight, and then I'll talk on the rest of it, kind of the way I'm doing on this one. Well, you can't imagine how excited I am. Well, I guess you can, because I guess you're just as excited, but I was so glad to get your letter about the R&R. It just seems almost unbelievable. It's just hardly too good to be true. I just can't help but just stay excited about it all the time. And the funny thing, Gary, you know, I told you that Karen Yarbrough was going over to see Charles. Her date that she's supposed to leave is the 22nd. So that's it's just unbelievable. But of course, we thought how neat it would be to be able to go together. We could fly as far to Hawaii together, and then she could go on. But she has to teach on the 21st, and if you're coming the 22nd, well, I think I need to go ahead and be there on the 21st. So we won't be able to go together, but isn't that something that it's that close together? I thought that if her plane, if she knew what time her plane was getting to Hawaii, if she goes commercially, Navy might pay for it, she'd have to go standby, and then we wouldn't know. But if we did know ahead of time, it would be so nice, I think, to meet her and meet her at the plane. She'd have about maybe 20 or 30 minutes layover is all, but if it could work out that way. The weather turned off just beautiful for lectureship. The sun has shown every day, and it was even up to 79 today. It's hot, and it's just not, Daddy says it was unscriptural, this kind of the weather, because it's just not, doesn't even seem real. And then your folks left this afternoon. Well, this is just about out of tape, and so I'll go ahead and put some more on the other tape. But I just want you to know that I love you so much, and just can hardly wait. Just 3 more weeks, and then I'll be there. So the time I know will go fast, and you just be real careful, and we'll both look forward to it. And then I'll see you.